Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Wow, it has been non-stop. It is almost 11 o'clock and I'm finally getting to this podcast. I almost didn't do it. Guess where I'm doing it right now? I am in the bathroom of my father's hospital room. Yuck. I mean, it kind of smells in here. It's gross. We need a deep clean in this bathroom. We've been here for 3 weeks in the same place. It is driving me nuts because they don't clean it. So I'm walking around cleaning and doing everything that I can to try to make it as sterile as I possibly can. But that's not the point of this podcast. This is all about Advent. And what are you going to do for this season? By the way, it's the shortest Advent ever. It's only 21 days. So I looked at myself and I thought, what is it that I don't want to give up? And it's wine. I've kind of been using it as a little bit of a crutch. I don't know if I want to say crutch. Maybe that's too big of a word, but I have been going back to a pattern of using wine to relax, to take off the stress. And I don't think that's very healthy, number one. And number two, I don't want to use that as my stress relief. I want God to be my stress relief. I want prayer and my soul to be turning toward Him. This is the walk where we leave our old selves behind, we let ourselves die, and we walk into this new person that God is asking us to become. In the end, I am just wanting to sacrifice as well. Like, I'm looking at my dad and this whole thing. Just a quick update. No additional chemo because we are stopping. We're going to go back to a bone marrow, hopefully biopsy, to find out what the root cause is, which to me is great news because for 3 weeks, that's all I've been screaming to do is to truly know what we are treating because we were going down a path that wasn't coming up on the previous bone marrow biopsy. So I have to say that I feel a little bit justified, I gotta be honest. And at the same time, I also am happy to hear some of the news that came back on the PET scan, so he doesn't have any lesions on his spleen anymore. But boy, oh boy, his blood is not right. Hemoglobin, the platelets, and the white blood count. So he is just drained. I mean, just getting up is such an effort. And he's definitely not all there mentally. So this has been quite the ride. But I want to sacrifice for him. I want to do things for him that I don't necessarily want to do so that I can pour myself more into this process from a religious, faith-based perspective so that I can be here every step of the way again, day by day, moment by moment, doctor by doctor, drug by drug, craziness by craziness that, you know, watching my dad slip away, come back, slip away, come back. You know, I mean, I am just needing it to be spiritual because I don't know any other way I'm going to be able to get through this. And I got to dive in because it is impacting some of my spiritual time. So today, not normal, totally out of sync, totally out of sorts. I'm out the door in 2-hour traffic, heading downtown. You know, I mean, it's pouring rain and I get here a little late. I'm freaking out because I'm worried that I'm going to miss the doctors. But from that point forward, I was praying using my phone with my earbuds in while my dad was sleeping. It's just a moment where I'm going to have to deal with it. And I know that God understands. I'm not sitting here beating myself up saying you stink at this prayer thing and how pathetic you are to love God because you're not doing any of it really well, but I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying. I'm giving it my best effort. And even when I catch myself when I'm not, so a couple podcasts ago, I said that I was in the middle of my Our Lady of Sorrows devotion. It's a novena. And I went halfway through and I was like, whoa, I'm not paying any attention. So I stopped and I rewound it and got back to putting myself in the presence of God. And that is how life is sometimes, where it's hard to find that focus and that center. But as long as you reach out in the swirling wind of your life, it's crazy, it's maddening sometimes, and as long as you just put that hand up in the sky and say, Lord, help me, that's pretty much all you got to do. And then boom, he will be there waiting for you, pulling you out of the muck, rising you up so that you can be peaceful and patient. That's what I've been praying for. You know, patience is a virtue. Yes, it is. And we got to pray for it because it is hard. Every moment of every day when I'm here, excuse me. So last night it was 12 hours. I never left the room. I didn't go get anything to eat. I didn't go get coffee. And the bathroom's inside here. And yet at the same time, hour by hour, it crawled, but hour by hour, it went fast. And I'm blessed that I can be here. Again, I keep seeking out the blessings. If I had a job, like a regular job, you know what I mean? Where I had a corporation and bosses and everything, I don't think I would be able to spend the time. And I surely wouldn't be focusing my time on my dad. I would be probably with my laptop in my lap, which is funny because that's where I went to the waiting room down the hallway to do this podcast. And there was a woman with a laptop in her lap working, doing something. I don't know. But for me, I couldn't do my podcast in there. So hence why I'm in the bathroom. Anyway, all about sacrificing and making my life spiritual. This is a walk as I anticipate Jesus in the beautiful season of Advent, but I am in the valley, people. I am sitting here doing my best to stay in the season, to keep focused on Jesus. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I am decorating my house. Some of you may be like, oh, you can't decorate your house. It's not Christmas Eve yet. Well, I'm going to throw it on Father Michael Schmitz because he's the one that said, it doesn't matter. If you want to decorate your house the day after Thanksgiving, go for it. Whatever gets you more into the spiritual practices and going towards God and making the season about Jesus and not about shopping and getting all these things done, this is what matters. So if decorating your house brings you into that spirit of Christmas and Jesus, and it gives you more cheer and joy, then why not? And I'm telling you, I need it. I have put it off for the past couple of days after, because I was going to do it the day after Thanksgiving, because I just want it for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I just need the cheer right now. Number two, it brightens up the whole downstairs. It's absolutely awesome. But what it really does is, and I just totally lost my train of thought.